Menachos per ches Mishnah Gimel 8:3. Now we turn to the topic of the sourcing of the olive oil for the menachos. Says the Mishnah, Tekoa alfa l'shemen. The prime place, the best place to source your olives for your olive oil is in Tekoa. Abishol omer, shniela regev be'ever hayarden. Abishol said there is a secondary ideal place. It's not as ideal, but it's still ideal, if you will, called Regev in the Transjordan. It says the Mishnah, the truth is that kol ha'aratzos hayuksheros. The truth is wherever you get your olive oil from, that's kosher. El mekan hayumevian. The fact of the matter is they got their olive oil from Tekoa, or according to Abishol, also from Regev. And that was like the ideal place, but if they got it from elsewhere, that would be just fine. Further says the Mishnah, ein mevian lo mebeis hazvalim. You shouldn't source your olives from an olive grove that required fertilization, like fertilizer. Again, the thought is that suggests the land is not that great, and you're better off getting it from a place that it's so good on its own that it doesn't need fertilizer. V'lo mebeis hashlachin. Similarly, you shouldn't get it from an irrigated orchard or, you know, olive grove. Again, the idea is that it should be a place that naturally has enough water that it needs, because if you're required to bring additional supplemental water, it's not that great, and maybe you won't water it correctly, just like you may not fertilize it with the fertilizer correctly, and therefore it could be not ideal. Similarly, says the Mishnah, V'lo memash nizra b'nehem, you shouldn't bring it from olive trees that had other plants growing between the olive trees. The idea here is not a kilayim issue, it's that if you have plants growing in the vicinity of the olive trees, so those other plants will draw some nutrients from the ground, which essentially means like there's less for the olive trees in the olives, so it doesn't produce the best olives. V'mehevi kasher. If, however, you did bring your olives from such olive trees that were fertilized or artificially watered or had other things growing nearby, still the olive oil is kosher. Ein mevi'in an piknon v'mehevi pasul. You can't bring your olive oil from unpiknon olives. These are olives that didn't grow even to one-third of their full ripeness. So such olives produce very bitter olive oil. And says our Mishnah, if you do bring such olive oil from the unpiknon, these not ripe olives, the olive oil is pasul because it makes everything bitter. Worth noting that Rabbeinu Tam, and it stands for the Rambam, had a different gersa that said v'mehevi kasher, that it's kosher b'di'evid. So, and I guess halacha is like the Rambam, let's say, so therefore would mean that presumably the halacha is actually not like our Mishnah. It would be kosher b'di'evid. Ein mevi'in min ha'gargarim shenishru b'mayim. You shouldn't bring olive oil from olives that were, a gargir is like a berry, but it means individual olives. They were shenishru v'mayim. They were soaked in water, because the soaking in the water essentially ruins the olive oil to some degree. It takes away from the quality of it. V'lo min ha'kavushim, nor should you get from olives that were pickled. Both pickling means that it's sitting in no brine, salt, vinegar, and that is, of course, not so different than water, but kavushim means things that it has a flavor, whereas mayim has no flavor. But in both cases, the point is that the olive oil has now been, you know, no longer how it should be, and therefore it's not going to be valid as olive oil. It's like it's as if it has a mum, like a blemish. But lo min hashalukin, nor should you bring it from olives that have been like cooked, boiled. Now shaluk usually means like overcooked and overboiled. We might argue that in this case any boiling is too much, therefore it's very shaluk from the beginning. But the point is, once you cook the olives, you've ruined them, and therefore the olive oil is considered to be blemish and invalid. V'mehevi pasul. If you do bring it, like I said, from olives that had been boiled or pickled or just soaked in water, so then the olive oil is pasul, even bitty of it.